It's 5:36. You're listening to Wake Up to Money with Jeremy Naylor and Mickey Clark. Millions of low to middle income earners are suffering a long-term squeeze on their living standards, with real wages in 2015 set to be no higher than they were in 2003. That's the claim being examined by a new commission launched later this morning. The think tank behind the initiative, the Resolution Foundation, says that working households earning £20,000, £30,000 or even £40,000 a year are finding it increasingly difficult to make ends meet, thanks to stagnant real wages and rising prices. And it warns that things are steadily getting worse, with many younger, low to middle income earners now unable to afford the long term benefits of owning their own home. Well, Clive Cowdery is chairman of Resolution Limited and the founder of the Resolution Foundation. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning.
You touch on the subject of home ownership there. Is home ownership the problem, or is it the cause? I mean, can we resolve the problem, or is it the problem in the first place?
No, it's very much a symptom of the fact that the earnings power and then the purchasing power of the low-earning households you just mentioned has been slipping. It's been stagnating. And so if you look 20 years ago, some 14% of people under the age of 35 in the earning group you just mentioned would have felt they could have bought a home. Indeed, they did. Now that number today, 14% would have felt they couldn't. They'd have rented rather than been able to buy. That's now 41% of people under 35 are going to have to rent and print from the private sector. We're not talking about people there in social rented accommodation.
And that's the problem. You've got, when in your early days of a marriage or a partnership, you've got children come along, they're expensive, you've got to find somewhere to live, and towards the end you've got to find a pension, of course. And in the meantime, real income is being squeezed and inflation is picking up and eroding it all.
Even if you could even get your head around something as long-term as planning for a pension and having the money to do with that, you'd find that 61% of the people in the earnings group we just mentioned wouldn't have enough money left at the end of the month to put anything towards a pension. So that's only adding to the future poverty of this type of earnings group.
Because there's a lot of people who are going to be thinking, I earn 30,000, 40,000, that's a good salary. Should I be worried about this?
Well, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, as you say, sounds a great salary if you're a young couple. Indeed, you're not defined as a low earner if you're a young couple and you've got more than £30,000. £30,000 is the point at which a young couple are sustainable. That needs to be about £48,000 if you are a family with perhaps three children.
Your own profile for this, I mean, you're clearly passionately interested in this sort of thing. Your own education didn't exactly get off to a flying start, and you're not exactly short of a penny or two, are you?
No.
So why are you taking an interest?
Look, I think it's fair to say I earn more than the £48,000 that you just mentioned. It's always seemed to me that this group of people, one third of the population, so 11 million people living in 6 million households, are the group that are the most squeezed. And I know the word squeeze middle has been used, and the coalition government also, which takes a huge interest in this area, calls it Alarm Clock Britain, the group of people that get up early in the morning, perhaps not as early as you do given your day job, but certainly get up early in the morning and go to work and hold it together without needing to rely primarily on welfare, are the people that really are suffering the most. I mean, less than 20% of the income into the households we've just mentioned comes from welfare. Everybody gets some welfare, a top-up.
So why are they getting squeezed? Why is this middle band that we always sort of laugh or joke about, why are they suffering more than anyone else?
Well, I think it's because they've stood still whilst everyone else his earnings have grown. If you go to 2003, that's the point at which this group, one third of the working population, parted company with the rest of us, because they stood still and everybody else benefited in any kind of economic growth that was generated in that year. And that this group here have stood still since 2003. The real worry is if we begin in the United Kingdom to emulate the US. There's no reason to say we will, but it's enough of a worry for us to want to launch the Commission on Living Standards, because in the US, that parting company took place in 1977 and has never come back, where the bottom third of earners no longer have any kind of increase, real increase in their wages. We can't have that, and that's why we've launched this investigation into living standards today.
Well, I mean, you didn't start your education until you were about 10, and you've done pretty well since then. But what about, you've worked in the city, what about the city? We keep highlighting this small fraction of the economy and how well it's doing and how much money it makes. And of course, there is the envy factor there, isn't there?
There is, and of course, that's what's dominated much of the headlines when people have talked about who does or doesn't benefit out of perhaps a return to economic growth now. But it's not really city workers or people in or out the city that are being affected by this squeeze on living standards. And I don't think many of them sit there and say, gosh, I wish I could be in the earnings group that the city is in. I think the